The World Series resumed tonight in St. Louis. The Boston Red Sox lead the St. Louis Cardinals 2-0. Much has been made of tortured Red Sox fans waiting generations to see their team win another championship. The Cardinals have won more World Series than any team but the New York Yankees. Tom Weber of member station KWMU went out to learn what makes their fans tick.
There are many ways to spend a wedding anniversary. Betty and Jim Sullentrup spent their 46th last night in downtown St. Louis at a World Series pep rally.
Since my daddy and I sat out in the yard when I was about 9 years old, and ever since that time, it is here I'm ecstatic.
Celebrating an anniversary at a pep rally shows how much the Cardinals are part of Betty's life. But St. Louis Post-Dispatch sports writer Tom Wheatley says that's pretty common for many Cardinals fans. And he says Cardinal fans stand out from other teams because of how much they know about the sport. He remembers moving from the football city of Pittsburgh 20 years ago and going to his first Cardinals game as a sports writer.
I'm in the press box covering the game, and a Cardinal grounds out, and all the fans are clapping, and I'm thinking, this is kind of surreal. And then I realize the guy grounded to second base, which allowed the runner on second to move to third. He advanced the runner even though he was out, and it just showed right off the bat how much they appreciate inside baseball. They just don't wait for a home run and the fireworks to go off to clap.
Chris Rushen from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, watched Game 2 on Sunday night at a bar in Brentwood, a St. Louis suburb. He's gone to games all over the United States and has noticed differences between fans.
One thing that fans do in this city, they applaud good effort, not only by their home team, but also by the visiting team. Somebody makes a heck of a play, they're going to get applauded in Busch Stadium.
Those cheers aren't just coming from St. Louisans or even Missourians. There are two baseball teams in Chicago, but half of Illinois is Cardinal territory. And the team's fan base stretches throughout the Midwest. That's because the Cardinals, until the 1950s, were the southern and westernmost team in baseball. And radio station KMOX, with its 50,000 watts, could send announcers like Harry Carey as far away as Canada.
He's got it! The Cardinals win the pennant! The Cardinals win the pennant! And boy, they've all rushed out onto the field!
The spread-out fan base helps explain why the Cardinals regularly draw 3 million fans a season in a metropolitan area with just over 2.5 million people. Sports writer Tom Wheatley says in return for their loyalty, Cardinals fans demand players with a good head on their shoulders. He says even great players don't stand a chance in St. Louis if they are, as he calls them, knuckleheads. He points to the story of rising star Gary Templeton in the early 80s.
He made an obscene gesture to the fans. They got on him for a play. And Whitey Herzog, the manager, grabbed him by the shirt, dragged him into the dugout, and he was gone post-haste. And they just don't put up with that.
At the pep rally last night, David Carson was wearing red, but not Cardinal red. The Boston native lives in St. Louis now. He says Cardinal fans might not want to wear their jerseys in Boston, but he knew he could wear his Red Sox jersey in St. Louis, because all he'd face is gentle ribbing and smiles.
I think people in the Midwest are just nicer, you know? They're just nicer people. And I wish I could say that about my fans back in Boston, but, you know, people in St. Louis are nicer. That's all it comes down to.
Cardinal fans share some of the Red Sox anguish. St. Louis hasn't won a World Series since 1982. That's the longest dry spell since the Cardinals won their first championship in 1926. But try getting a Red Sox fan to sympathize. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber in St. Louis.